So there's really no agenda, there's no script, there's no subject, really. When I speak, it really doesn't matter what I speak about or where I start, because it's all one thing, it's all one message, it's all one same. And that's why people come to a meeting like this, because they're looking for that one thing. I don't know what other word to use other than thing, even though it's not a thing. They're looking for that one thing that changes everything. That one thing that takes you home. Takes you where you know you're supposed to be. You know you can be. You know it because you're already there. So it's a strange trip. Because you're going where you can't go and where you already are. Does that sound too weird and mystical? Mm-hmm. Is that compute for people? Mm-hmm. Yes, that computes. Did I confuse anyone? Mm-hmm. Raise your hand if I confused you. Not a single person's confused? No. I'm not doing a good job. So, please.
I find that having had a number of spiritual teachers over years, that words are very precious when they reach a person, reach me particularly, and I feel very inspired by them. But I know it's so difficult to describe something which obviously can't be described. And so, nevertheless, having what you just said reminds me that I feel intellectually that I understand what you're saying, and yet I feel trapped in my conditioning and all the stuff which has been going on in my life so far.
Can I invite you up here so everybody can hear you real well?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Well, they may be able to hear you, but we have a little tradition of people coming up as my guests. And I'd love to have you. Come on up.
And we can see you.
Then they can see everything that's going on. And then you're sharing yourself in an even more profound way. You're already sharing yourself in a very profound way.
Well, I really identify with that thing. And I feel in some ways I must be so close to that thing.
You can't be any closer.
Yes. I mean, in words, I really identify with that. However, in my daily life, I feel bound by emotional reactions and things which are going on in my body, which make me feel uncomfortable, just at the time when I want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm trying to relate to people and I'm doing a job and trying to be kind to people, I give the wrong impression to someone, and probably because of this discomfort that I have, and that's the thing which would be wonderful to have, that peace which is always there, whatever I do.
Is it there now?
No, not completely.
So, you didn't mean it when you said that peace that's always there?
Well, it is there, yes. Yes, I feel there's something there, but it's covered up by...
How do you know it's peace?
Well, it's just a name for